heard somebody say this week, I don't know who I heard saying, but if that were true, Lucifer would have been in heaven because he was anointed. But he wasn't holy. He didn't revere God. Tell somebody, I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. With my anointed self, I need more, more, more. I need more Jesus. The Holy Spirit is not pleased with any decision that a saint makes to live in carnality. And I feel, I hear the Spirit calling some of us out today. He's coming for the anointed, no matter what ministry you're in. He's coming for you in the pew. He's coming for you in the choir. He's coming for the one who let that brother stay over last night. Because after all, you lonely and you need somebody to help you with your bills this month. He's coming after the brother whose anointing is so dynamic that all of the women are just throwing themselves at you, and you so foolishly flattered that you're willing to break your marital vows just because some woman bat her eyes at you. He's coming after you. He's coming after the ones dabbling in a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Coming after you. Come on, shake somebody's hand and say, he's coming after us. He's coming after us. All that dibbling and dabbling you're doing is not doing anything but releasing chaos and pain in your life. And the Lord is coming after you right now, telling you to be free. A diminishing awe of the holy is running rampant in the church. That's why when we clean up that balcony on Monday morning, we find chicken bones and McDonald's coffee cups. A diminishing awe of the holy. That's why folk will stand right in the church and cuss like a sailor. A diminishing awe of the holy. That's why a woman will come from the back and approach a man that she knows is married. A diminishing awe of the holy. And then, because we know a few scriptures, we try to rationalize our sin. We try to justify our sin. Don't you think your stuff stinks? It does. It is a stench in the nostril of Jesus Christ. I know you're anointed, but it still stinks. I know you were filled with the Spirit and you were able to prophesy to somebody last week, but your sin still stinks. Lord, I'm tired now. Y'all would just pray for me, I could finish. Be free of a diminishing awe of the holy. Go back to fasting. Go back to praying. Turn down those offers that can only compromise your testimony. We ain't got to experience everything that the world experiences. I heard Reverend Debbie Turner Bell say yesterday, I have not experienced a lot of the highs that a lot of folk have experienced, but I thank God I've not experienced a lot of the lows. You got that? Receive the call that's on your life. God is calling you to be unique. The Lord is calling us out of our old attitudes and our old appetites and our old actions. I need everyone standing to their feet right now. Be free in the spirit. Be free of ego. Be free of fear. And be free of that diminishing awe of the holy. Stand firmly on the word of God. And when someone offers you the option of cutting a deal with Satan at the expense of your anointing or at the expense of your testimony or your intimacy with God, won't you just back up? I hear the Bible say, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of its righteousness and all that other stuff you're going after. If it's good for you, if it's meant for you, shall come unto you. Be filled with the Spirit. Find the courage to choose the loneliness that comes with integrity and humility and holiness. Yes, I want to be light like everybody else. I want to be regular. I like it when folks say she's down. I don't want folk avoiding me because I reject certain kinds of behavior. But I tell you, I made up my mind a long time ago that my anointing and the spirit that dwells in me is more important than being regular. And I cannot choose to go the way of the world. I was created to make his praise glorious. Oh, come on, I need you to put your hands together. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of the word of God.